This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother, mother, can you keep them in the dark for a while? Can you hide them from a wedding world? Oh, mother.
It is Sunday, February 16th. The year is 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Now, we are going to have Max Keiser in studio with us coming up in about 10 minutes to talk about the waterfront and make some major Bitcoin announcements as well. But he's always on fire, especially when he comes through maybe once a year and is in studio with us. So the always interesting and informative Max Keiser will be in studio. Mike Adams is going to be joining us coming up in the second hour with just horrifying new coronavirus developments. We know the virus is killing people, killing them in Europe, starting to kill people in Western nations. We know it's spreading very, very fast, and it's mutating into something even more deadly. It's now being confirmed. But the response to it is what's really horrifying and really frightening, and the communist Chinese are definitely using it to suppress and demoralize their population and to try to have a crackdown in Taiwan, which had been politically slipping away under their tyranny, and all of it's being cast with the dictator for life, Xi Jinping, as the savior. So that is coming up. Also, we had Steve Pachinik on. I think he's a smart guy, but I don't always agree with him completely. He thinks Barr is after the president. But we've got 1,000-plus former Justice Department operatives saying that they want him removed and fired because they dare talk about not giving Roger Stone a sentence that's too long. Well, I mean, if you've done nothing wrong, any sentence is too long. So we're going to be looking at the angles on that. And of course, the really big announcement. We've even talked about this, and I totally believe Drudge has sources. In fact, I know he does, and Drudge doesn't put out disinfo, and he rarely breaks a big story. It's almost always been dead on. I remember speculation that Hillary would join Bloomberg months ago when he first got in, or that she'd have a broker convention, or they could have impeached Trump. Then Pelosi would have been the third in line if they got rid of Pence as well, and that she would then be appointed VP by Pelosi. They even came out and then floated that. 100%, that's what Bloomberg's doing, is spending hundreds of millions of dollars to shoehorn in Hillary as his VP, and then at some point he steps down, she becomes the nominee, and massive election fraud is engaged in, and she is installed, because there is a cult around this woman. And they've always meant to put her in power. And the deep state minions that have been promised all these goodies, if she ever just gets in there, they are still beavering away, believing in the coming of their Messiah and believing that it is her right to rule and that she is the Madam President, that they can jerk victory from the jaws of defeat. The big question is, what type of death wish does Michael Bloomberg have to ever have her as his VP, just a few heartbeats away from the presidency? She would absolutely end up killing him. But he knows that. They know that. And so that's why he would only get into office and then step down, making her the president. This is what they have always believed in. So Bloomberg does not need to jump off of a cliff. He does not need to run headlong towards the Grim Reaper, because that's not his intention. He's there to soften up Trump with a bunch of propaganda, spend a bunch of money to weaken the other candidates, and then at the key moment, he steps back. I'm I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've got some really important news on the other side. Trump at the Daytona 500. Yes, it's actually important, and I'll explain why in my view. It's Sunday. We're live, broadcasting worldwide.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
There are 160 plus major nations on the face of this earth, and many of those countries are larger geographically and have more resources than the United States. And their populations are much greater than the United States. By 1955, the United States was 4% of the world's population. 96% lived outside of the United States. And the United States had more than half the wealth on Earth. And the wealth wasn't stolen. The wealth was generated. Something that people that want communism and socialism and who haven't studied history don't understand. Because America was a free market capitalist nation, it was the destination for anyone who wanted to be set free and be successful. And as we've become incredibly powerful, we've become decadent, our children have become decadent, we've become decadent, their children have become decadent, and we're forgetting and losing who we are. The point of major polls show more than half of college students identify as communist or socialist, and Bernie Sanders is the main candidate in all polls across the United States, and a billionaire oligarch who made almost all his money on fiat digital fraud, not real products, Bloomberg is coming in to the rescue. I don't know which one of these people is worse. Probably Bloomberg, because he's so inauthentic and such a fraud. Now, contrast that with Hollywood and the mainstream media constantly telling you how much America sucks and telling you how much you suck and saying America was never great, it will never be great. They're doing that because they're globalists that are conquering the nation and vertically integrating the economy, sewing it up, getting rid of the middle class, putting us in debt as they devalue the currencies. While the very ultra-rich that claim they oppose Bernie, through their endowments, teaching the colleges classic communism as, again, a way to knock out their competition and sabotage the minds of young people everywhere with the disease of collectivism. Now, inner Trump, he's been called a carnival barker by Hillary and by Bloomberg, who now we're hearing are going to be running mates probably. Trump flies in, we'll play this in a moment, to the Daytona 500 today with a huge Flight of the Valkyrie spectacle. Then he says, start your engines, and F-16 jets fly over. It's pageantry. It's booing. It's a pep rally for the nation, celebrating the great outdoors and powerful engines and men and women risking their lives like modern gladiators racing around that track. It's the opposite of the nanny state. Michael Bloomberg is embracing all of his weaknesses. He's known as the nanny state. He wants to tell you how much soda you can drink. He wants to tell you how much salt you can have. He says he knows best in a big article called The Technocrat. It talks about Bloomberg. He says, I do know more than everyone. I will run your life. And now he's in a play. I'm not kidding. This is coming up in a few minutes. As Mary Poppins. And he says, I'm going to make Americans behave. I'm going to become their president. And he rubs it in as he flies around like Mary Poppins. Folks, this is not satire. I'm not joking. Absolute, total fraud. He wants to demoralize you. Trump wants to empower you. Because when you believe you can be empowered, and when you have the capability to be empowered, you will become empowered. Yeah, the article is called The Great Technocrat. You've got to go read it. And it's an interview with him, and you think it's satire. He's like, I'm the smartest person probably on earth, and I know how to run your life. And so we're going to set up a worldwide computer system, and we will decide when you go to bed, when you wake up, what you eat, what you do. And you're like, is this a joke? And he's like, no. And the article fawns after him, and it's $78 billion. That's all just digital, made-up manipulation and trading. All fraud. He produces nothing. He makes Bernie Madoff look like salt of the earth. And Hillary's behind him, and he's a shoehorn to pump money in to try to hurt the other candidates, to hurt Trump, to annihilate Sanders, and then he steps back at the last moment at Broker Convention and in slides Hillary Rodham Clinton. I told you that months ago. Now Drudge has confirmed that with his high-level sources. And Bloomberg confirmed. He goes, well, we have been looking at Hillary, but, you know, maybe not. Folks don't like it. See, they're already trial ballooning it. She's been on TV more than any other candidate. She's raising money. So here is the video of Trump coming in, trying to boost our morale so that we're not demoralized and so we have some fun. And that's so important when people are trying to tell you, you suck. No, we don't suck. America is amazing. And it was leading the world. And we're going to lead the world again with ideas, not with socialism we export. Here's the president.
As we welcome you to NASCAR on Fox and the 62nd running of the Great American Race, along with Jeff Gordon, Jamie McMurray, I'm Chris Myers, and nice to have you along with us for this special moment.
I have been to a lot of Daytona 500s, Chris. Never have I felt the excitement and energy. We've had great races on the track, but we've got the president landing right now. The fans are pumped up. I mean, wow, what a day.
It's one of the most incredible things I've ever seen.
Obama wouldn't do anything like this. He wants Hollywood to give him awards.
Right now. What an entrance by the president.
They don't like flyover country. Remember, he got secretly recorded saying he hates the Midwest, hates bobble thumpers, hates gun owners, bitter clangers. They're elitists. They don't want to fly over a bunch of NASCAR fans and woo, have energy together. They don't want to have that communal event. No, because they're separate from us. They're better than us. You know, I like Joe Rogan, but I saw a clip the other day where he had a reporter on, and they were making fun of Midwesterners, talking about the fact that the pimp madam that helped Epstein kidnap kids was supposedly somewhere in the Midwest. They made the joke, said, oh, those Midwesterners, they can't even read a book. They don't even know what Maxwell looks like, Epstein's operative. And again, that's that attitude of how do you get so disconnected you think the majority of the country are idiots because of where they live. That's not reality-based, ladies and gentlemen. That's elitism. And it's just, it's what the left does. It's their currency. It's the supposed power they have. Until the point they get so disconnected from reality that Bloomberg has hired people to put out memes and to have him do things he believes will make him popular. Here is the latest production of Michael Bloomberg.
I'll tell you where I'm going.
Oh, beautiful.
First, Iowa, then New Hampshire. Maybe I can get the whole country to behave.
cut the clip short. They worship him for like a minute and go, oh, we love you. Oh, these women. And he has no idea how idiotic he is, how no idea that people hate his guts, no idea how ridiculous that is, to then say, I'm going to make the whole country behave. I'm Mary Poppins, America's nanny. Unbelievable. So let's go out to break with Trump and start your engines. Would you rather, America, start your engines, ah! Or I'm a little twerp, I'm your nanny. Here's the president.
Words in Motorsports at the Daytona 500. Please welcome this year's Grand Marshal, the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump, accompanied by First Lady of the United States, Melania Trump.
Daytona International Speedway, we love our country, and it's truly an honor to be with all of you at the Great American Race. Gentlemen, start your engines.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
I always get just a few hours' notice from Max Kaiser, the famous Playboy and international superstar, TV host of the BBC, RT, you name it, Al Jazeera. Author, broadcaster, filmmaker, famous stockbroker, opinion trader. He's also co-founder of Bitcoin Capital and presenter of Kaiser Report on RT. I first heard about Bitcoin from him like 10 years ago or longer. MaxKaiser.com. And he's with us, and he wants to get into Bitcoin and global currencies and what's happening in the markets, what's happening with coronavirus first, and then we're going to get into the most concerning developments with coronavirus. We had a long dinner last night. He, myself, his significant other, Stacey Herbert, and my wife, Erica, we had an in-depth discussion, and I concur with you about what's happening in China, that regardless of how bad the virus is, they're using it as a power grab. We'll look at the economy, Hillary, their piggyback with Bloomberg, what you think of the judge of the booty, and just a lot of really important points. What you think of Bill Barr. You think Bill Barr is good, you were telling me last night. I hope that's the case, and that he's not undermining the president. Now you've got 1,100 former ex-DOJ officials demanding Barr resign. So you know, maybe you're right. Maybe Barr is good. I just want to see some major action on the whole Epstein front. So it's good to have you here back in the ATX. I'm glad you called me when you landed yesterday.
I called in from the plane. I was dialing. I'm on the tarmac. I'm heading into South Congress in Austin to be as hipsterish and trendy as possible. And you're like, yeah, that's right. Come right over now. We got some barbecue. Don't stop. I got some great barbecue right here at the headquarters. And we just came right over. Well, and that's what we do. Now, Bitcoin, you missed at $1, you missed it at $10, you missed it at $100, you missed it at $1,000. The good news, Alex Jones, is that Bitcoin at $10,000 or $9,300 is equally attractive as it was at $100. I am officially raising my target for Bitcoin, and I first made this prediction when it was $1. I said this could go to $100,000. I'm raising my official target for the first time in 8 years. I'm raising it to $400,000. That's my new official target. So you've got a 40x return. You know, $10,000 becomes $400,000. And so this is yet your new chance to make the Bitcoin phenomenon work for you, Alex Jones.
And I told you over 10 years ago I wasn't going to get into it until I thought the market stabilized. I know it's a real technology. I know it's needed. I know that our government, George Washington, beat the British because of encryption. Encryption was once seen as a munition. Only the NSA for a while had it. It's good to have it in the people's hands. But there's also been a wild, wild west and a lot of crap coin out there as well, but still you believe Bitcoin, the original, is the gold standard.
Right. Everything but Bitcoin is basically pyrite or fool's gold. There's only one Bitcoin. Nothing else comes close. And now, after 10 years, it's been accepted by the marketplace. It's established itself, and now large money's moving into this thing. And people,
I was about to say, so it had its crash, but now it's going back up, and the big money's going in, meaning they're not planning to extinct it. They just wanted to take it over.
There's no reason why it wouldn't be volatile as it makes a move from $1 to $10,000, $20,000. That's extremely volatile. But to get to $20,000, $100,000, or $400,000, you need the volatility. That's perfectly normal. The best solution, there's a three-pronged approach that I'm going to tell you about right now. First of all is Cash App, which is a simple app on your phone. You can download this app, and you can stack Satoshis. A Satoshi is basically there's 100 Satoshis in every penny. Let's put it that way. So you can stack Satoshis on your Cash App. You can buy $1 at a time, $5 at a time. and you can build your position. Number two would be, if you don't want to keep your Bitcoin on that app, you can download it to something called a wallet. And in this case, I recommend the Green Wallet. It's the best wallet. It's the most secure wallet. And if you want to play with the big boys and you want to buy $10,000, $20,000 worth of Bitcoin at a time, then the place to go would be Kraken. Kraken is established since 2011. It's the best exchange, really, I think, in the world. And this is where you go when you're graduating to the big time in the Bitcoin space. But initially, it's Cash App. Just go to Cash App every single day, and you buy a few dollars worth of Bitcoin every single day.
Now, which one of these, what I like is the fact that if I can decide where it's invested or where it's kept in one of these, so I can actually tailor it so that I don't have this cryptocurrency somewhere where it's helping a bad guy.
Yeah, you can take delivery of your private keys. That's the whole thing. It's about individual sovereignty. It's all about the Fourth Amendment. You know, the Fourth Amendment guarantees privacy.
Well, what I like is this. And I could sit there and put money in an offshore account if everyone want to make me a political prisoner and try to get out of the country to protect myself and my family. But those banks will work with other big banks just to take your money away. But things like Bitcoin absolutely just brings diversity to the marketplace of digital currencies. And it is something that is completely legitimate. It's just like the power of fire, not just being with the gods, but being given to Prometheus.
It's unconfiscatable, which is great. So even a private account, those are all being cracked down upon. Those are all being looked into by various governments. Bitcoin is the only thing that's unconfiscatable, and it's the only thing where when you transact, that is the verification of that transaction. That's something you never find with gold. With gold, if I traded gold with you, you would have to verify that the gold that I traded with you was real. It wasn't tungsten or, you know, something posing as gold. You need a third-party verification. With Bitcoin, that's not a problem because it verifies itself on the blockchain.
Well, we've got the owner of Twitter. You've got Eric Prince. You've got all these big players, all these big governments heavily invested in Bitcoin, and so clearly they think down the road it's going to end up being a continual powerful force. But you've gotten my point. I only talk about stuff that I really understand backwards and forwards, and so I've been waiting a decade believing in the technology, but I just could never tell my listeners I think this is the best way to go because I don't want to steer them wrong.
Right. Well, you know, we're beyond that phase now where people are asking how it works.
No, I agree with you.
Because most of the things you deal with during the day, you have no idea how they work. People, the cars are ultimately technologically driven. Nobody knows how the technology in cars work. Nobody knows how most of the technology they deal with all day works. It's just accepted after 10 years of being up and running flawlessly. Now it works, we accept it, and people are using it as a store of value.
With all the fly-by-nighters and all the people running scams that could have brought it down, but they didn't.
Yeah, it withstood all the scams. So although what we call, you know, the Bitcoin Cash, for example, is a scam. Craig Wright is a scam. These are some of the more obvious scams in the crypto space.
Again, this is your opinion. I don't even really know who these guys are.
Right. Okay. This is pretty well documented at this point. Everything, even Ethereum to a large degree,
that's the reason I'm staying away from
scam.
It's all the fighting in the cryptocurrencies.
But that's,
I don't like infighting.
Right, but anytime you have a revolutionary currency,
people are going to be changed.
You know, I always say that you don't change Bitcoin. Bitcoin changes you. And as long as you understand that, you will allow yourself to open up your mind to what unconfiscatable, immutable, censorship-resistant, store of value, gold 2.0 means to the world. It means people in Venezuela, Argentina have a way to fight back against the government. It means people in America have a way to fight back against
exactly.
the government,
especially
against
the third world
money
nation.
Printing and all this money inflation and all this psychodrama happening in the finance space. Trump saying, hey, we're going to introduce another tax break for stock market investors to keep the bubble going. That bubble, it's at like 2008. Will pop. And when it pops, you're going to thank goodness that you've got some Bitcoin.
Well, I'll say this. The global markets are obviously overvalued. I know Trump's just trying to prop up the bubble because what other choices does he have? But it is smart to diversify. I want to tie Bitcoin now into what's happening with the virus, what's happening with the economy, what the virus is going to do to the Chinese economy, how that affects the world economy. On the other side, then we'll talk about Hillary and Bloomberg kissing in a tree. KSSSING.
All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else.
But we do still have in the 3 ounce and the 1 ounce for limited time. The good news is we have the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the nano silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high quality iodine. And then, of course, the whitening has the nano silver, but on top of that, it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the nano silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The character, very informative, eccentric, in the dictionary, next to the word eccentric, and the encyclopedia is a picture of Max Kaiser, or at least there should be. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday transmission. By the way, you didn't come on here to pitch Bitcoin. You don't own part of those companies you just pitched, and they're not paying me. What happened is he was coming through connecting from another city, from another country, and said, hey, let's get dinner. And then I said, listen, you're right. I should have gotten involved in Bitcoin and things a long time ago. Now it's settled out. Will you explain it to me. Will you take me under your wing and really walk me through it? And he said, yes. But he said, here's just the three basic things you need to know. You just start using them because it's good to diversify anyway. So I want to get into China, the economy. Obviously, I don't want the bubble to pop. Neither does Trump. It's not that the bubble's a good thing. I'm totally against it. But clearly, they're just pumping more liquidity. They're talking about, you know, paying banks to loan now. Governments are. This is crazy. So I want to get your real economic outlook here in a moment. But first, get back to our conversation last night and kind of, and on the drawing board in there, in my office, you were explaining to me the three companies that you say are good that I should start using and getting involved in to teach myself.
Right. And first of all, did I mention my Twitter handle is now Real Max Kaiser? Because I had 250,000 followers on Max Kaiser, but I realized that I'm rebirthing myself as a maximalist in the Bitcoin space for the 2020, the 21st century. So this is the trifecta of Bitcoin that anyone can basically dive in and become extremely proficient at Bitcoin. The first one would be the Cash App. So the Cash App, you can download that on your phone, and you can buy minuscule amounts of Bitcoin just to get started. We say in the Bitcoin space, stack Satoshis or stack Sats. Every single day, just put a few bucks into Bitcoin. If it's high, buy some. If it's low, buy some. Over a few months, you end up with a lot of Bitcoin. And a lot of people that, when they go shopping, they say, you know, I'll pass on that $4 coffee and I'll buy $4 worth of Bitcoin. They do that for a year and suddenly they've got $30, $40, $50, $60, $70,000 worth of Bitcoin. And they didn't sacrifice for that one bit. So it's just a matter of accumulating Bitcoin without any effort whatsoever, as this price goes from the 9,000, 10,000 area up to 400,000, which is my new price target, because it's going to equal the value of gold. Gold's worth about $7.5 trillion. Bitcoin at $400,000 would be worth about $7.5 trillion, and that's where it's going, because now it competes with gold globally, and it's used as a safe haven and a store of value.
And by the way, you were the first guy I ever heard talk about this more than 10 years ago. People are going to look at the three things you mentioned. You said this last night, and I went and looked them up. I mean, I knew what Cash App was. I knew that Jack Dorsey was invested in it. Well, exactly. Folks, the ones that are going to end up being the most legitimate and the ones that have run the longest, the best, those are going to have the establishment start investing in them. And then that's when I'm like, hey, now I can tell listeners and myself, time to stick the toe in. Sure, a lot of folks made fortunes in the wild, wild west of all the stuff that went on the last 10 years. People said, Alex, why did you never get involved in it? Because I know when I sell somebody, Vicky, you've got my super silver toothpaste.
Yes, I've got
it's patented, it's super high quality.
Super
and it
silver
knocks
toothpaste.
Out viruses and bacteria, and it makes your teeth incredibly clean, and it remineralizes them. So I'm selling something good that I know people are going to get a great response with. That's why I've been promoting colloidal silver type products for 25 years. Back then, they weren't accepted. Now they're totally accepted, even by hospitals, you name it.
It smells like Nancy Pelosi. That's kind of an added benefit when you get this.
It smells like death.
Super silver.
It smells like a dead dog. No, it doesn't.
It's like, right. So,
let me see that toothpaste.
Don't take my toothpaste, buddy. I've got it. I've got the toothpaste now.
You're shooting me.
Look.
Oh, that's it.
What's going on? Oh, don't bring out the 50 caliber again. No, don't do it. I was just trying to, just because you didn't buy Bitcoin at a dollar, don't blame me. I begged you to buy Bitcoin at a dollar, and you said no. It's a conspiracy from.
Here's your Bitcoin. Sorry.
No, it's not a George Soros conspiracy, believe it or not. You know, not everything is a Soros conspiracy, Alex Jones.
Reloader.
Some things are actually good. What they are, they're good. Oh, you need some more. There you go.
Hey, let's get serious.
I am deadly serious.
Global, let's talk global economy right now. How is this virus going to affect China?
Oh, well, the supply lines coming out of China are completely interrupted. So in the case of Apple Computer, for example, I'm not sure how they're going to continue in their business. But I do have a suspicion of what they will continue to do is they will buy back their own stock. You know, for the last 5 years, Apple's earnings have not really gone up much at all, but the stock goes up because they keep buying back their own stock, which makes it look like the earnings are better than they really are. And they're able to do that by borrowing money from the central bank at 0% interest rates. That's one of the nefarious impacts of 0% interest rates.
Exactly. Michael Bloomberg doesn't really
make a huge money on their stock options. And meanwhile, you and I are paying 19% on our credit cards. That's interest rate apartheid. How come I live in a Bantustan where my credit card rate is 19% and Tim Cook gets to live on the other side of the interest rate apartheid wall, borrow money at 0%, buy back his own stock, which used to be illegal just a few years ago, pump up his stock options and make billions of dollars? How is that legal? How is that moral? How is that American? So over to you, Alex.
What's wrong with Tim Cook's eyes?
Well, he's a cyborg. I think that's pretty well understood at this point. And I'll tell you something about Steve Jobs, which actually it's not nice, so I won't.
No,
he's passed away, so I won't tell the ugly truth about Steve Jobs. I would rather talk about the future.
No.
After Cash App, the thing you got to keep in mind is Green Wallet. Because let's say you don't like Jack Dorsey. Let's say you're like, oh, Jack Dorsey is a censoring social media clown, and I don't want anything to do with him. I don't care. He's got a great app called Cash App. Well, he does have a great app called Cash App, and you can buy Bitcoin really easily, and you can do it every single day. If you don't want to keep it on Cash App, you can move it to something called Green Wallet. Green Wallet is the best Bitcoin wallet on the market
today.
That's what I
was going to say, though,
Green Wallet. Download Green Wallet now. Download Green Wallet now.
Yeah, that's enough. We already have problems with, like, PayPal kicking journalists and people off of it, myself included.
Yes.
So that's another reason about the head of Twitter. He's buying up all of the internet processing banks and then censoring people. These dudes are real jerks, man.
Yeah, they come under a lot of pressure from governments to do all kinds of things that are anti-constitutional. But nevertheless, for the newbie, the noob out there who just wants, people ask me all the time, how do I get into Bitcoin? This is the easiest way to do it. It just happens to be the easiest way. Once you secure your coin.
No, you're right. We have to fund the revolution by making it go mainstream. That's what revolutions are supposed to do, is succeed.
Exactly right. And, you know, this revolution is going to be successful because the regulators who are in position to try to stop this revolution, when they start buying Bitcoin, then the revolution is won. Because the regulators get paid in fiat money, dollars, and those fiat money dollars are becoming increasingly worthless. So as they reject fiat money and take Bitcoin themselves and the cops join the revolution, then we win. And that's happening now. A lot of regulators are quitting their jobs as regulators and joining Bitcoin startups because they know that this thing is unstoppable. It's unconfiscatable. It's immutable. It's the gold 2.0. Every single other coin out there is garbage when you compare it to Bitcoin. And that's how we are running this revolution. Now, third point, Alex Jones, is that if you start to get $10,000 in your account and you want to join a higher echelon of traders, you go to Kraken. Kraken is the number one exchange in the world. It was started in 2011 by Jesse Powell, who's one of the most fantastic people in the Bitcoin space. He told the New York regulators to go pound sand because they tried to overregulate him with New York's bit license. He said, you know what? I'm not even going to do business in New York. So they can't do business in New York, but they do it every other state except New York and Washington state. But every other state you can buy on Kraken. It's the best exchange in the world. This is how you expand your Bitcoin empire. So there's three steps. Cash App, Green Wallet, Kraken. That's the trifecta, the holy trinity of Bitcoin individual sovereignty to take yourself out of the matrix and to own your own future and respect the Constitution.
By the way, we went out to dinner last night. He wasn't even going to come on the show, but he said, and I do. I only talk Bitcoin now. Everything is Bitcoin. As you can see,
I'm reborn as real Max Kaiser on Twitter. I've abandoned the old Max Kaiser because even on the old Max Kaiser on Twitter, I mentioned other things than Bitcoin. I'm now just pure Bitcoin, real Max Kaiser on Twitter. I am a purist. I'm a maximalist, and we're going to $400,000 on Bitcoin.
All right, let's get... Okay. I really want to cover the waterfront, Avenatti, Hillary, and Bloomberg, the virus, China, the global economy with you when we come back. And then Mike Adams is going to be here next hour. Max Kaiser is with us. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
3 weeks ago, we told you that the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, at InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality, fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because
factories don't have the food, but because they've got to package it, and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High-quality, fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now. Ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, when you see his shows on RT, BBC, Al Jazeera,
yeah,
it's so professional.
Totally.
He comes on like
this show
to misbehave. By the way, we were having
because it's weird. It's awesome. Keep it weird. Keep it weird, Austin.
We were having
that's the brand from Austin.
We were having a Nerf gun battle earlier.
Yeah.
But I can't. You said let me have one. So I came back in here. I have two. You have none.
No.
That's how communist China works, or an authoritarian state. I have the guns, and you don't have anything.
I have super silver toothpaste, which is as powerful as all your weaponry in fighting the battle against cavities. But, super silver toothpaste. It's made with something similar to silver, and it looks really cool. And if you use it, a lot of women will stop you on the street and say, "Hi, I'd like to marry you." Super silver toothpaste is for winners.
Available at InfoWarsStore.com. Still at 50% off, ladies and gentlemen.
50% off. That's an incredible deal.
It is actually a really good deal.
You know, speaking of Bitcoin, if you can
buy it
with Bitcoin, that's an excellent way to use your Bitcoin.
Hey.
Yes.
You are an enemy of the state.
Right. Okay, great. No problem.
You know how this
works?
That's
fine.
I get all the guns. You get nothing.
I still have my Bitcoin to keep me safe from unreasonable search and seizure in the Fourth Amendment and the First Amendment
don't
and the Second Amendment.
Don't you feel safer in a country where only the government has the guns?
No, Alex, I don't. I feel safer in a
tell
country
me you love Hillary.
That has a reserve currency of Bitcoin.
Tell me you love
that
Xi
would
Jinping.
Be the safest
tell
currency.
Me. You want to hear something scary?
He just pointed that at my jewels. You're pointing those Nerf guns at my
This is fully powered up right now.
At my Thuang Thuang.
You know what that means? One wrong move, buddy. One wrong move.
Wow. That's power.
See that?
That is power.
See that?
That's awesome.
Right in the lens. One wrong move. Now.
Your aim is getting better.
You tell me you love Hillary right now.
How would you like me to set flame to all of your food for a decade? The superfood. It's a whole pyramid of superfood.
How about a bullet?
Set it on fire.
Back to camera 7, please. This is fun. I tell you what.
Ultimate fish oil.
You actually live in America. The citizens have guns as well as the government.
Reduce your cholesterol levels.
Here you go.
Quickly. And that's what you need in the super fish oil. Why sit down to a plate of 50 pounds of cod when you can just pop one of these tablets and get the same benefit? It's super fish oil. Ultimate fish oil. Today's special deal. Super silver special toothpaste and fish oil for 89.7% off. If you pay in Bitcoin, we'll pay you $500 back.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Why do you act like this on my show? You're doing such a professional. Hillary's laughing right now. You do such a professional job on your own international program that airs in 100 and something countries.
There's 100 countries. 30 million people a week watch Kaiser Report, and it's now seen. It's dubbed into Spanish, and those shows are seen even more widely than our English speaking. Kaiser Report.
But you don't act like a clown on that show.
Well, that's because I'm in Austin, Texas, and in Austin, Texas, you got to keep it weird. I respond to my environment. I'm a human being. I'm an organic being.
Out of Austin, we're not in Austin.
We are freaking in Austin. I'm going to give the address right now if you want to send your love note.
This is a small.
Here we are. What?
Small part of Texas.
Right.
A little reservation of Texas here.
Right.
Talk when they push the Native Americans back. They got little areas. My offices is still Texas.
Really?
Yes, we're not.
You know, I thought that your offices were like the Vatican, the City of London, and Washington, D.C. It's its own nation state with its own police force and its own set of rules. I thought, here, that was the case. Wow.
I think the globalists have lost the anti-gun battle.
That's like the old Norelco
the kids
shaver
are playing
ad.
With stuff like this.
Remember the Christmas, the Norelco shaver ads were like yeah. Santa Claus was
that's like a nail gun.
Skiing down your face as a electric shaver.
We have a massive listenership that really wants to get serious.
You know,
give me stop it.
This fish oil product is great, but when I was a kid, you know, we just sniffed glue. You know, that was 15 cents.
And look what it did to you.
I mean, and it worked, right? I mean, I didn't have any ill effects because of it. And it's 15 cents. And, you know, it's good for the whole day.
All right, give me 3 minutes serious on
man.
The global bubble. And where do you think it will pop? And how long can they keep it pumped up?
Well, it all depends on how expansive these central banks will get in buying back a lot of this junk. So the central banks have, in America, I think it's $4.5 trillion worth of bad debts on their balance sheets. The ECB now has, you know, similar quantity of bad debts. And so they have to keep coordinating, and Bank of Japan similarly, they have to coordinate this asset purchases or quantitative easing where they all of the mistakes made by the globalists or Tim Cook or Jeff Bezos or whomever are purchased from them for treasury bills, and they get to wash their sins. It's a huge money laundering operation at the central banks. And as long as they interest rates are zero, there's no cost to them because the borrowing costs are zero. So I think, you know, the question with the coronavirus, to bring it back to that, the question always with the coronavirus is it going to be more disruptive than the central bank's ability to paper it over with more money printing? That's the only question. So far, with the coronavirus, stock markets have gone up. So they've said, the central banks have said, you know what, this is a disaster, this is a catastrophe, all supply lines are going to be interrupted. So what we need to do is we need to print more money to paper over the mistake. And all that money goes directly into the stock market. It doesn't go into the real economy. And you know how we know that? Look at one very simple chart. It's called the money velocity chart. And it shows you how fast the money is circulating through the economy. It's hitting new all-time lows. Even though the money supply, M1, M2, M3, are skyrocketing, it doesn't circulate because it just goes directly into the pockets of the financiers and hedge funds and people in New York buying $200 million apartments. So that's why you have...
Which then generates inflation in the real economy for the average Joe.
Well, what it does is it distorts all the economic signals. So you have healthcare going up 100%, education costs going up 100%, but the economists in Washington saying there's no inflation. And the reason they can say there's no inflation is because they don't count those things in their calculation for inflation, so that they get the central banks to print more money.
They don't count luxury goods. So let's
They don't count housing. They don't count let's expand on this.
And then the universities teach communism is the answer, and they point at somebody who most their assets is in fiat. I mean, obviously, Jeff Bezos couldn't even spend $3 or $4 billion of his money. It would end up crashing his stock. So he's not really worth $160 billion. In reality, it's a bunch of fiat crap that would make Bernie Madoff blush. But then the average student looks at that and thinks there's really all this money out there.
Well, what do they teach in university would be under the topic of Keynesianism or centrally planned economic models where economists get together and they plan the economy for the betterment of all. That's not a model that ever works, really. You can say socialism.
We don't really have capitalism right now. We have crony capitalism.
And the problem is that we don't have sound money. We don't have gold. Certainly is not a standard for our money anymore. Bitcoin could be because it is hard money like gold, but that's not a unit of account in America either for transactions. We have fiat money, and fiat money is easily printed, and then we have a bunch of plutocrats and kleptocrats who keep changing the laws to make it easier to commit fraud. Like
because they get the first use of the money, which then makes them kings.
The Cantillon effect. That's right. That's why all the zip codes around Washington and around the central bank are very rich, because they are the ones who see the money first. They buy stuff that goes up in price, like a rare painting, a ski chalet, and these things are part of the assets that go up as they print money. And by the time it reaches mom and pop store owner in the middle of the country, it's lost all of its ability to generate any kind
of
genuine
income. Why is there such an East Coast, West Coast, not all the people there, but just average people I run into that literally think Midwesterners or Texans or people in the Southwest are idiots, and they make fun of us and laugh at everybody. And it's not even true what they say.
Well, because if you are on the East Coast in New York and you're around Wall Street, you have the hand on the button that prints the money. And you make it easier for your own conscience if you vilify or dehumanize people and saying they're less than human. They're saying, I'm printing lots of money for my own benefit and I'm destroying the American economy. And the way that I can go to sleep at night is to say people in the Midwest are deplorables, like Hillary Clinton would say. Essentially, that's a slippery slope to dehumanization or scapegoating of people, which, of course, didn't work out in the 30s, did it? In the 1930s, you had a massive dehumanization and scapegoating of an entire ethnic group. And that led to catastrophe. But we see the same thing happening in America now, where the people who are printing the money are treating everybody else as less than human. And that is a slippery slope to a political catastrophe.
Well, I think we're down the slope now where they're saying attack Trump supporters everywhere. And it doesn't even get covered in the news when they run people over with vans, you name it.
Right. Well, Trump is, I think, represents Americana. You know, Trump is as American as apple pie and, Wild Bill Hickok. You know, he's an American icon, and that's where he comes from. And people want to think that if I'm American, I'm more like a Barack Obama, who's a very smooth-talking European diplomat. He'd do great in Europe as a diplomat. He's not an American political figure.
Exactly. Super slick Harvard dudes in $5,000 suits that are on private jets. That's not America.
No. That's why Pete Buttigieg is not American either. He's just sent in there, parachuted in like a new white Barack Obama to try to disrupt things on behalf of the McKinseys and the consultants and the plutocrats and the kleptocrats.
See, now we're getting the real smart Max Kaiser here. We're going to come back with two more segments ahead of Mike Adams. Let's have you look at the races, look at Hillary and Bloomberg, all of it. Hour two, and Max Kaiser is now here. Max Kaiser's here.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.